A non-Catholic minister recently quit the ministry after more than 20 years of faithful, dedicated service and became a funeral director. When asked why he had changed vocations, he said, "I spent 10 years trying to strengthen out John and still an alcoholic. Then I spent 3 years and 1.5 years trying to strengthen out Harold and Susan's marriage problems, and they ended up getting a divorce. Later, I tried for 2 years to help Bob kick his drug habit, and still an addict. Now, at the funeral home, when I strengthen them up, they stay straight. Perfect obedience." Obedience is one of the virtues that is challenging and hard to make it as a lifestyle. Somehow in our life, we disobey our parents, our teachers, your husband or your wife, and other people because we were not eager to follow them because of some excuses. But there are moments after we disobeyed, we repented and did what we were supposed to do. In the second reading, St. Paul is reminding his listeners to imitate Christ and to have the mind of Jesus himself and to think like he does. And he said, "Who, though is in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in the human likeness. And being found in the human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." So Christ's obedience led to our redemption, our salvation, that St. Paul reminded us to follow for us to be united with him. Obedience is a concrete expression of our love for Jesus as he in his life obeyed the Father, even giving up his life for us. An invitation to do the same. In the Gospel, we hear two sons asked by the father to work in the vineyard. The rebellious son told his father to his face that he would not work for him. But afterwards, he changed his mind and did what his father commanded him. While the good son said he would work for his father, but didn't follow through. He sought his own pleasure contrary to the father's will. Now, who was really the good son? The question also of Jesus. Both sons disobeyed their father, but one repented and did what the father told him. And Jesus makes his point clear. Good intentions are not enough, and promises don't count unless they are performed. My brothers and sisters, the ability to change one's heart and mind is vital, crucial, and indispensable to help to have healthy relationships. When our minds and hearts are closed, we are reluctant to say sorry and apologize. When we refuse to admit our faults, errors, sins, and mistakes, when we are uninclined to change our ways, when we continue to have biases towards person or persons or group, it destroys our relationships with others. We can only be with Jesus and His kingdom unless we change our minds and hearts and believe Him. Maybe you hear this story, but I would like to use this tonight. One night, an admiral on a U.S. Navy battleship ordered a certain course. The navigation officer, seeing a light in the distance, reported that the battleship now seemed to be on collision course with another ship. So the admiral ordered his radio officer to send a message to the oncoming ship that it should change its course 10 degrees to the south. The reply came simply, "Change your course 10 degrees to the north." After two more unsuccessful exchanges, the admiral, now quite furious, came thundering into the radio control room, grabbed the microphone, and bellowed into it, "Do you know that you are talking to an admiral in the United States Navy?" After a brief moment of silence, the even-tempered reply came back, "This is a lighthouse. Alter your course 10 degrees to the north." So when God's word asks us to do something and we wonder why, we need to remember whom we're talking to. If we want to avoid disaster in this life and in the next, we really need to obey His orders. My brothers and sisters, let us imitate our Lord in His obedience to the Father. Let us walk on the same path where Jesus walked and make the life of Jesus our life too. Make His words and works be our words and works. Don't be afraid to fall. The Lord will guide and help us. And let our hearts and minds be open so that He will enter our lives and lead us towards the Father. Let us always obey His orders. Let this be our prayer. Our Lord Jesus Christ, help me to change my heart and mind that I may only focus on what is pleasing to You. Assist me to obey and respect Your will, and give me the graces, strength, joy, and perseverance to carry it out wholeheartedly, without doubt, but with love and understanding. Amen.